keep first the news. Anybody plan for something to do in November?
Because
I postponed my vacation to a better month, January. Because that would be the extension of Christmas time. Normally, beginning of the January wouldn't be good. So I take my vacation in January. Therefore, November, we have classes. Any objection? Any question?
About that or another question?
Any question?
I have a question.
Why?
Why or what?
Why?
Because you said something last week I didn't understand.
Okay, what was that?
Okay. You spoke a couple of times about Merab, and then you broke it down into Mer and Ab.
Yes.
And then you spoke about Mer.
Yes.
And Mer, one of the definitions you said of Mer was love. And then at the end of that you said, this all Mer is love, and this also applies to our beloved Prophet of Light. Who is the Prophet of Light in this case?
That I believe, I hope I mentioned it somehow. It escaped my mind. Yeah, that's Mer is the adjective. Mer in old Persian language means love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The best kind of love, actually, because it doesn't apply to any sexual attraction at all. It cannot be included somehow. Therefore, it's that essence of kindness as well. And it goes to Mithra. Mithra is the name of the old Persian prophet, which is basically the source of the word myth. In mythology, is that Mithra. Mithraism is one of the oldest it is based on the culture, precisely is agriculture. It relies upon, as form of explaining itself, it relies upon the periods of nature and how it will influence agriculture, mainly. It's the simplest one. It starts with the simple black and white, which is light and darkness. So, the Mithra, the God, and the prophet at the same time somehow, this is the light. The dark is the light. Therefore, it is the sun in the sky. That sun means the light of the sun. And for them, the longest night of the year is the birthday of that light. Because from that moment on, the light will increase. So it's the birth of light, which was decreasing always in autumn. Then, equinox is the balance, when the light and the dark hours of the day are the same. Therefore, they believe that this is the crowning time of this king. That's the new day, the new year day of old Persian festivity. And festivity goes with him, and he has 12 disciples. 12 months. Each month has a game to play in the calendar, and each day has a game to play in the calendar, and each week has something to do with it later. But that 12 disciples are his disciples. 12 months. They will govern the first 12 days of the year, and the 13th day they give it, hand it to man, and they go out. I believe I even told you the story of the ritual of that day. Ritually, all the human beings, early in the morning when they wake up, they do something wrong, stupid, funny, or something like that, to somehow admit our impotence to replace the gods. Because the gods were here for 12 days, imagine. They ruled. The 13 days is our time. So early in the morning, in the beginning of that special day, the high priest actually will come out somehow having non-pair shoes, one black, one something else, or having his coat reversed, or somehow some mistake, obvious mistake they will do to show that, look at us, how difficult it is, the task. We are replacing the gods today. That 13th day of equinox is almost the first day of April. That's why you have April Fool.
Is that now?
No, this is April Fool. This is 13th day. 13th day of Nowruz. Because this Mithraism expanded itself from China to Iraq. The documents are there. Under all the churches, they will find the temple of Mithraism. You know them, maybe any of you Christians, you know them by pagans. Pagans are the prime Christian people of South Europe. These are Mithras. So Christianity somehow will change 300 years after Jesus Christ. They put down something from Christianity and they somehow fit it with the habit and rituals of these people. Exactly the same thing that the black people in Africa did. They accepted the church by force, but somehow they came to their belief behind it. Because the belief is not something that could be really forced upon you. It could, but it needs a long, long time, couple of generations. In one generation, the conqueror cannot do it. Because belief is somewhere else, is hidden under the culture. I think I told you a couple of these nonsense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just didn't, you use the phrase, you know, our beloved prophet of light. So I just didn't know if that was referring to like
that's
one of the
referring
Adam,
to,
Ismail,
that's referring
Jesus.
To something in the foundation of this association of Zavier we are founding. And for that we choose one special night to celebrate year to year. And that's the longest night of the year, which we Iranians, we call it Yalda, which means, what it means? Adam, Yalda. Yalda.
Yalda?
Yeah.
Lambda,
Ye, Lambda, Aleph.
Yalda?
Yeah.